On behalf of the family, I read a brief life history which cannot begin to contain the feelings and the emotions and the life of a brother gone home, because it was just on April 17, 1978, when Henry Vaught was suddenly called home to be with the Lord. Last Lord's Day, he was here in fellowship with God's children, greeting people, showing friendliness, and now we read this brief history. Henry Vaught was born on August 19, 1910, at Nikolaifeld, Russia, to Jacob and Helena Gertsen Vaught. When Henry was 1.5 years of age, the family moved to Siberia, where his mother, who was an especially kind and loving person, passed away. Nonetheless, the Lord provided loving care to the family. In 1927, the family moved to Manitoba, Canada. In 1932, our husband and father realized his lost, sinful condition and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord on January 7th during a week of revival services conducted by the Reverend D.D. Dirksen. On July 17th of that same year, he was baptized upon his confession of faith and received into the Griswold Mennonite Brethren Church. He remained a faithful member of the Mennonite Brethren Church all the years since that time. In 1933, he moved to Vancouver. On January 30th, 1937, married Agatha Neufeld. To this union were born 2 sons and 2 daughters, Henry, David, Helen, and Frieda. By occupation, our husband and father was in the construction industries for over 37 years, and more recently it was known as H. Vaught and Sons. Father particularly enjoyed working together with his son. He was preceded in death by his parents, 6 brothers, 3 sisters, and is survived by his beloved wife, Agatha, 4 children and their families, Henry, his wife Lily, and their children Colleen, Heather, and Deborah, David, his wife Marilyn, and daughter Leanne, Helen and her husband Richard Bethick, Frieda and her husband Raymond Hall, and their children Dennis and Arlene. He also leaves to mourn his passing his mother-in-law, Mrs. Sarah Esau, 2 brothers, Jacob and Henry, 1 sister, Mrs. Henry Peters, plus a host of other relatives and friends. We mourn not as those without hope, because Father practiced his faith and frequently made declaration of his faith in Christ and had a sure hope. The family also at this time wishes to offer grateful thanks to the many who have remembered them in this time of bereavement by prayers and encouragements of various kinds. Dear Sister Vaught, children, grandchildren, and friends and family otherwise gathered here, in the midst of sorrow that comes at parting, you have time for gratitude and praise to God. Henry Vaught was called home to be with the Lord while his life was still vigorous, like Job suggested, because only very, very recently he retired from his business. He had occasion throughout a good long life to be active as a husband and as a father. And he practiced what would come out of the old English translation of the word husband, which means house band that holds the family together. Before I give a very brief exegesis of the psalm which has been read, I want to make just a few remarks that might serve as a prod to memory and in few brief words recollection of praise to God for the life of Henry Vaught, your husband and father, and I trust that it will be a challenge to you as a family. My experiences with Henry Vaught were those of a pastor friend. I recalled with vividness several experiences I had with him in the last several years. Now, you all know that Henry was a very independent man who wanted to, as he might aptly put it, and I've heard him say words, if not identical, almost identical, he said, "I'm a man who stands on his own 2 feet." Now, by that, he did not mean at all that he didn't trust in the Lord, because invariably he would very quickly add, "And I trust in the Lord." More than once, when I stood at the church door, Henry has come and he'd clasp his big hand over mine, and he'd say, "Henry Voth looks tough on the outside, but inside he's as soft as a baby." He said, "I was touched this morning." He's done that on a number of occasions. That, of course, that certain brusqueness about him never belied the fact that he had a warm relationship to Christ. He understood well the role of a husband, the house band, if I use the literal translation. You children know very well that he wanted to direct your lives, and frequently took it upon himself even to direct your lives in ways that he thought were for your welfare and well-being. He expressed concern to me not long ago that he wondered whether at times he had over-directed and what would happen when he would be gone. And I said, "You know, the grace of God will move into place. They'll do fine." And I'm sure that's going to be true. If you draw in strength upon the grace of God, which is available. I know that there were times when he exhorted you and reminded you to follow the truths of God in propriety. From his children, I was given a little passage out of a daily devotional, which I was asked to read because it kind of typically describes Henry's understanding, and it was entitled, "We Need Each Other," based on Ephesians 4:3, endeavoring to keep the unity. Henry believes strongly in the value of family.